I want to welcome everyone to our Keeping on Track open line. We are celebrating 20 years in business and just entering our seventh year of doing open line web programs, which have been growing at a rapid rate from people attending, which we're very appreciative and grateful for. Matter of fact, it's growing internationally. Really wonderful. We have a few new exciting changes. First, we have a new 2014 open line format that comes with the launch of our new website. And on our website, after the program, if you want to view a brand new video we just posted about our services, it's 3 minutes long, and I'm just so pleased. I think you'll all enjoy it. You can also find an archive of past topics on the publication events tab. And 7 years times 12 programs a year, you can find a topic I'm sure that will be of interest you want to share with your team. Plus, we have our new book, Cracking the Business Code. It's available on Amazon, or you can click on the book icon on our homepage. Lighthouse has been really growing at a very rapid pace over the last 36 months, which you can read more about on our website. Our topic today is how to take your company's attitude to the next level. My name is Dana Barocca. I'm the CEO of Lighthouse Consulting Services. I'll be hosting our program today. We have a few housekeeping items, then we're going to jump right into our program. For those of you joining us for the first time at Lighthouse, everything we do goes back to our mission statement, bringing effective insight to your organization. And we do this through our in-depth work style and personality assessments to raise the hiring bar and to help to improve staff interaction. We also offer a number of workshop topics to associations and trade organizations. If you'd like more information, please email me as indicated on your screen. Our Keeping on Track open line series is in response to a number of calls we get from our clients, both domestically and globally, to address the various business issues that most organizations are facing today. Our goal is to make this an interactive program, so on your screen, you'll see an area you can send questions or ideas during our discussion, and we'll attempt to respond to as many of you as possible. So please join us with your thoughts and insights you have along the way. At the conclusion of our program, we're going to open up the line so you can talk directly with our guest. So during the program, you may want to write down two or three questions you can either send in during the program or ask after we open up the line. You'll also want to have some paper and a pen handy to take notes, since we'll be sharing many ideas that you'll want to consider and implement with your team and trusted advisors. Our special guest with us today is Boaz. Boaz is a longtime personal friend, business friend. He has affected my life. I've heard many, many speakers over the years at CEO meetings, and I have to say Boaz has had the biggest impact on me of any speaker I've ever heard. Boaz is one of the top speakers for Vistage, the world's largest organization of CEOs. He has also been a newspaper publisher, a newscaster, a CEO, and a television producer. He routinely conducts over 100 seminars yearly throughout North America. Boaz is the author of The Tiberius Transformation, How to Change Your Life in Less Than 8 Minutes a Day. He's conducted thousands of seminars internationally on goal setting and high achievement over the past 25 years. And I have to say, every day religiously, I actually listen to Boaz's CD and follow the process of goal setting and affirmations, et cetera, and reading the books that he suggests. And that's what's made the major impact in my life personally and for Lighthouse. His Tiberius success formula has helped thousands of professionals, executives, and employees to enhance and supercharge their careers and their lives. He has taught over 500,000 people and how to supercharge their lives, their careers, and how to add power to their goals. His innovative program for individuals and corporations is simple and highly effective in its process and how it brings about personal and professional achievement. I feel privileged to have Boaz with us today to share ideas that will help each of us in preparing for the future and for dealing with today's business issues. Also, registration for our next program will begin at the end of today's program. The topic is an urgent one. It's on advanced candidate sourcing because we're at a, a tipping point for recruiting at this point. And so we've been getting so many requests for that topic that's going to be in January, so you'll definitely want to sign up for that. Boaz, I want to welcome you. Welcome to
Thank
Open
you.
Line.
Thank you, Dana. I'm delighted to be here. I appreciate the great introduction. My goodness, that was fabulous. You're such a great speaker, Dana. I like following a good speaker. I once followed a speaker that was so bad that the audience continued to boo him throughout my entire speech. So I like following somebody good, Dana, and I know you do great work in your company, and I know your book is simply amazing. So it is an honor to be here. Everyone, you will want to take notes, I guarantee it. You will get five times as much when you take notes as when you think you'll remember. So one of the things I've noticed, Dana, in doing so many events all over North America for groups of CEOs and for large companies, and this year I'll end up doing about over 140 events, is that most people who work for companies look at it exactly that way, like they work for a company. What if we took a whole different attitude? And you notice the title of the program is How to Take Your Company's Attitude to the Next Level. And I don't mean that in the fact of the company you're working for, but what if everybody on the phone today pretended that the company you're working for is your company, if you own the company? Dana, I think we would see things from a whole different vantage point if we looked at it as if this is really my company. Don't you think so?
Good point. Very good point.
So would we come in maybe 5 minutes early? Would we stay maybe 5 minutes late? Would we make an extra effort to be more friendly to people? Would we improve our attitude every day? If it was my company, of course I would. So if all of you on this call want to literally guarantee that you will always be in demand in your career for the rest of your life, this is probably as big a secret as I could share with you today. Everybody, please write down, this is my company. This is my company. So if this was your company, you might do things differently. But too many people will come in just barely in time and get ready to leave 30 minutes before it's the end of the day and do just barely enough to get by. I know most of you on this call probably aren't that way because you wouldn't be showing interest by being on this call if you were that way. Because you'd be average. Well, let me clarify for you. The average person is bored and broke. So let's start with the premise that we're going to look at your position as it's your company. And then please write down, I am the CEO of my own life. I am the CEO of my own life. So I really consider everybody on this call a CEO. You are the CEO of your own life. And I am here to help you run You Incorporated in the very best way possible. And one of the first things we got to realize, as you being the CEO of your own life and realizing this is my company, is the fact that the group and your company run at the speed of the leader. Look at domino effect. Dana, did you ever play dominoes? You remember we used to stand them up and we would tip one at the end and they would all go down?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But unfortunately, the same thing happens in life with our attitude. We are the beginning domino. Whether we're running a department, a major company, a division of a big company, we are that number one domino. And if our attitude is rotten in any given day and we tip over slightly, everybody's attitude goes the very same way. So people don't realize, and please write down the following, attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. It's not a part of the thing. It's not a majority. It is everything. John D. Rockefeller, founder of the Family Fortune, said, I'd much rather hire somebody with a great attitude than somebody who's got more degrees than a thermometer and has no clue. However, I know, Dana, that there are days all of us don't feel like being positive and upbeat. I know I have those days. Dana, do you have some of them?
I do, too. We all have those.
Right. But before we could walk into our businesses, we have to have an attitude adjustment because of this domino effect. So we got to realize, let's say I was in a bad mood this morning before I came to this call. So before I walked into this call, let's pretend I was in a bad mood. I was upset about something. Something didn't work out. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. And so I've got to realize that the group runs at the speed of the leader. And today I am the leader this morning. So if I'm in a bad mood, you're going to run at my speed. This is not good. So we're pretending I was in a bad mood before I walked in. I thought about the following: attitude is everything. I thought about the next point that I mentioned a moment ago: the group runs at the speed of the leader. And then I think about the following that you may want to write down. This is huge. A leader does what has to be done. A leader does what has to be done when it has to be done, whether they feel like it or not. A leader does what has to be done when it has to be done, whether they feel like it or not. Isn't that profound, Dana?
Very much so. I hope everyone's taking notes when Boaz mentions to write things down. These are very powerful points.
Huge, huge. So a leader does what has to be done when it has to be done, whether they feel like it or not. So again, we're pretending I was in a bad mood, Dana, before I walked in. I thought about attitude is everything. The group runs at the speed of the leader. A leader does what has to be done when it has to be done, whether they feel like it or not. And then I say two words to kick myself into a better gear. And one of my careers in the past, I've also been a television producer and director. So when I was directing for television years ago and I was in a control room and we were about to roll in the studio, I said two words into my headset that everybody could hear, all the cameramen, everybody else could hear, to get us into a better gear. Please write the words down. It's showtime. It's showtime. Which means put on a smile, go pretend things are better than they are, go look for the good. And you know what happens, Dana, if I pretend to be in a good mood? Let's say I was pretending to be in a good mood this morning. After about 15, 20 minutes, Dana, you and everybody on the call would start responding to that energy, and for the rest of the morning, I'm operating on your power. But what does the average person do? The average person will knock themselves out of the saddle before they get on the horse. No, I'm so depressed today. I'm so upset about so many things. I'm just so depressed. Okay, why don't we just shoot you down and get everybody out of their misery? It's showtime. So, when people ask you, how's business? This will continue your attitude. And Dana, I know you do this, and the people that do it just love it. When people ask us, how's business? Because this is your company now, remember? And people are going to ask you, how's business? They're also going to ask you, how's life? How's everything? The way you respond makes all the difference in the world as to how they think about you. The average person will respond with plain stuff that doesn't excite anybody. Well, you know, it's just not the same as 9/11 and the weather and the government and the recession and the depression. Is any of that what we really want? I don't think so. I don't think so. So everybody, please write down. And by the way, Dana, is there any way to get rid of some of the background noise?
I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Okay. All right. So if somebody asked about it, we want you to know we're listening. So let's just all work together and make the best of it. Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from either. But anyway, we're champions, Dana, so we keep on moving through. And so when you ask the average person, how's everything, they'll give you the real lowdown. And it's usually not very exciting, and everybody walks away thinking you're like everybody else. So I teach people one word. People ask you, how's business? Unbelievable. Nobody will know what you're up to, but they'll think you're doing great because of your enthusiasm. Dana, doesn't this work?
It does. It's incredible how it works.
And everybody will go away thinking you're doing great. I told you Dana was doing good, didn't I? I asked him how business was. He said, unbelievable. You see the word super, fine, great, terrific, one level. Unbelievable is at a whole different level because people don't hear it. And when you do it with enthusiasm, everybody will give you the benefit of the doubt. And by the way, don't add extra words. Don't say it's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And when they follow up and say, now, wait a minute, Dana, is it really going that good? Here's a follow-up line. All I can say is, it's unbelievable. How's everything with you? Go right back to them, and you will have made an impression, and they'll walk away thinking you're doing great because of your enthusiasm. And anybody know where the word enthusiasm comes from? Let me relate to you. It is the Greek, thousios. God within, God within. And if you don't feel like being enthusiastic, I'm telling you, fake it till you make it. Ooh, let's write that down. I'll fake it till I make it. I'll fake it till I make it. And then you may want to know.
Boaz, just one second. I'm not sure how this happened, but I think someone got onto our line. So I'm going to ask everybody if you could please put your phones on mute. And that, I think that would help. We have so many people on today. I think somebody pressed one of the buttons that allowed them to access the line today. So if everyone could just put your phone on mute, it would be much appreciated because we are getting some background noise from, I think, just one person.
All right. So the line, I'll fake it till I make it, is really important because of the following. Please write down. I'm either pretending things are getting better or allowing them to stay the same. I am either pretending things are getting better or allowing them to stay the same. There is no middle ground, Dana. If we're standing still, even if we're on the right track, we could get run over. So I'm saying let's fake it till we make it with our attitude and move forward. And some people might say, well, boy, that's not really honest and sincere. Okay, then tell me, what's good about having a rotten attitude every day and looking at reality and saying nothing is working for me? That's taking you in a direction you don't really want to go. So I'd rather pretend things are getting better than allow them to stay the same. So on this slide, the way your employees see your company is really important. The way you see your company is very important. So remember, it's now your company. I'm originally from Israel. I came to America when I was 9 years old with my parents. And I don't know if you're aware, but the technological advances that have been going on in Israel in the last 10 or 15 years are phenomenal. I mean to tell you, there are major American companies that have major operations in Israel because they are doing such amazing things in the area of technology. And one of the reasons they are so successful in technology is because they see each of their companies not as a widget maker or candlestick maker or a bus builder. They look at each of their companies as an innovation factory. How different would it be in your company if everybody looked at it as an innovation factory? We don't make widgets here. We don't build buses. We create new ideas. And here's a bold one for you. What if you had a banner made that said, welcome to your innovation factory? Welcome to your innovation factory. And you posted that.
Well, an interesting question just came in, because that's really important to get people to see the company differently. How do you get buy-in to that?
Okay. You get, and by the way, if I can ask a favor of anybody else who still has not muted your voice, your phone, please mute it. I know we may have one or two people that are still out there haven't done that. I would appreciate it. Thank you. All right. So it all begins with us, Dana. If I don't see things differently, nobody else will. And so I believe we've got leaders on this call, and so a leader should have some power within their company. And so if you're not the CEO, go talk to the CEO and say, I think I'd like to help our company have a much creative attitude. What if we posted this banner? What if we make a banner that says, welcome to your innovation factory, and we post it in the lobby where all people who come in every day will see it? What if 1 out of 10 people, Dana, comes up with a new idea in the next 6 months? It's certainly not going to happen if we don't make any efforts in that direction. So
and the return on investment can be amazing.
Oh, of course. I believe that the greatest assets in any company are not the pieces of equipment. They're not the customers. They're the employees. And most people do not use the brain power of their own employees who report to them. And so even if you're only in control of one department, fine. Go to FedEx office and get a banner made. It can't cost you that much. Welcome to your innovation factory. Get the approval of your CEO. Post it in your department. Dana, how about that as a start?
Well, it's a very big start. May I take a few seconds to share?
Yeah.
One of our clients actually did this, and they had probably 100 people in their customer service department. And one of the people got tired of putting their people on hold for 10 seconds while the computer was refreshing. So he went to the supervisor. Supervisor then got together with IT, and they said, can we reduce to 10 seconds? They reduced it down to 2 to 3 seconds, which is a huge amount of time if you count 1 1,000, 2 1,000. 10 seconds is a long, long time. Multiply that out by all the customer service people That made a huge difference. So what they did was they sent the person as a celebration on a three-day cruise. They gave him a big lunch, and they gave him a big check also. You know those big checks they give on TV? They actually gave him a big check as a thank you to continue to support the idea of welcoming the Innovation Factory to bring people into the fold to continue the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're not a CEO of a company right now, Dana, I can't think of a shortcut better than this one when you show some uniqueness and innovation to your CEO and get a banner like this, and somebody comes up with an idea like you just mentioned that just takes the whole company to the next level. That person one day is going to end up being a CEO, I can guarantee it. So these are shortcuts, everybody. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about shortcuts. So Andrew Carnegie, who started U.S. Steel Corporation, and he had no money when he came from Scotland, eventually gave away $200 to $300 million. He said the important thing in life is definiteness of purpose. Definiteness of purpose. Dana, most people have no definite purpose. What do you want? I want to be happy. What do you want? I want to be successful. None of that means anything specific to the subconscious mind. But if your goal is to make more money, if your goal is to eventually become the CEO of your own company, then let's be definite about it and let's start that right now. So, to help you further with your attitude, Dana, you know that I share this sign with people all over the country. And if you want a template of this sign, by the way, after this call, send me an email. My email address is down at the bottom of the screen, boaz@boazpower.com. Every day I play like a champion. And post this sign in your cubicle, and if you're in charge of a whole department, make a bunch of these in bright yellow paper. The words great big on the page, every day I play like a champion, and post it all over your offices, walls, on the doorpost of your office, and touch it when you walk into your office every day. Let your people see you touching it. The impact, Dana, of this sign is instantaneous. Every word is very powerful every day. Every day is important. This is an important day.
A question just came in. Is this brainwashing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. But in the right direction. Dana, all we have to do as adults to get brainwashed is watch radio or TV news every day and read the paper. We're getting brainwashed. So what if we got brainwashed in the right direction? This is a form of productive brainwashing. So, yeah, I agree. But we're all doing it every day anyway, but in the wrong direction. And so I suggest post the sign, every day I play like a champion. Are you getting the idea that my thoughts and my ideas for you are simple? They are. This is another one of them. Every day I play like a champion. And let me tell you what happened, Dana, when I came in to do a seminar for a large company in Chicago a couple of years ago for all their employees. And the next day they had a convention in McCormick Place, and they have a display booth. And so they produced an extra 1,000 of these signs, put their contact information at the very bottom, bright yellow paper, laminated them in heavy lamination, posted 100 of these signs on the back wall of their display booth. It looked really weird. 100 of these signs on the wall. Everybody asked, what are those signs up there? Well, that's how we play for you, like a champion. Do you like our signs? Oh, very cool. Here, take 3. They handed out 500 signs the first afternoon of the convention. Dana, they became the hit of the convention. Do you see that?
That's playing like a champion. Also, I'd like the person that's on this line for some reason. If everyone could please mute your phone. We're having a great attitude to resolve things and play like a champion. So everyone put your phone on mute. We'd really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, so what they did is they handed out 500 of these signs, and you saw them everywhere because they were bright yellow, laminated, and the next morning they started showing up on other people's booths. Where did you get that sign? Oh, from that guy or that gal down there. They became the hit of the convention with an extra 1,000 of these signs. How much did that cost them? Oh, I don't know, less than $1,000. Amazing. Just amazing. 2 important books. In order to improve your attitude, please write down Reading Builds Character. Reading Builds Character. Dana, what if I could guarantee to anybody, if they did something simple, that at one point in the future they could literally have all the right words in any difficult situation with people? Wouldn't that be worth a fortune?
That would be worth a fortune.
So the way to get that is by reading, because reading builds character. Reading builds character. You see, listening to books on tapes, that's okay, but that is for motivation because that's somebody else talking to you. But Dana, when I'm reading, that's me talking to me. But here's the problem. The people who read personal development books are reading too many of them and not internalizing any of them. Years ago, Dana, I met a gentleman who'd read 50 personal development books, 50 different books, but he was no more successful than the person who had read none. So I thought, what was that all about? Because he wasn't internalizing any of them. Reading a book once does nothing. That could go in one ear and out the other. But what if you found one or two books and read them at least five times each? Then they would become a part of you. So I chose the two foundational books that I believe from all of my research of over 30 years are the best, written in 1935, both of them, and still totally applicable today. Everything written since 1935 is a derivation of either How to Win Friends and Influence People or Think and Grow Rich. So why go to something that's a copycat? Why not go back to the original material? So I chose these two books, and let me tell you why. How to Win Friends and Influence People, probably, over 30 million copies sold. I got to think it wasn't just the author and family buying them.
I want to apologize to everybody. I don't know how this happened. I'm so sorry. If...
Dana, should I be so bold as to have us call back in? Have everybody call right back in?
Yeah, okay. I think we're good now.
All right, so let's move on. But we're determined. We're determined.
We're determined.
You know, a big shot is just a little shot that kept on shooting. So let's keep shooting. All right, so How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, by the way, a definition of determination, Dana, do you realize a postage stamp is totally judged by its ability to stick to the job until it's done? So back to the books. How to Win Friends and Influence People, over 30 million copies sold. To me, the best personal development, people skills, creating great relationships book ever. Now, Dana, I know you've read this book several times. Isn't it simple stuff?
It is, and you have a very wonderful suggestion for reading, because most people just take the books and read it straight through. And you suggested through various programs I've attended where read either a paragraph or a page a day.
Exactly.
And that's it. And I do that every day.
Yeah, it's like a pill for the mind. So what if you read one page a day in each of these books, and when you get through, read them over again? You'd probably be through in about 8 or 9 months, because each book is about 230 pages or so, and then you start over again. None of what I suggest will take much time, but these points will have a profound effect on your future. So again, How to Win Friends and Influence People, best personal development, people skills, human relations, creating great relationships book ever. And isn't that a core to your happiness and success, creating great relationships? And then Think and Grow Rich is much more than about money. That is an attitude book. Would you agree, Dana? Think and Grow Rich is an attitude book.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, and that book, by the way, Think and Grow Rich, has made more millionaires than any other book in history. So I chose these two books, and I decided that I'd become a world expert on these two, not on 100 books, these two. So I felt they were so valuable that I read them once a month, every month, for 5 years. I read these two books 60 times each. They are now a part of me. So as Dana said, I'm not suggesting you read three chapters and put it down for 3 weeks. Quite to the contrary, one page a day in each book. And when you have a difficult moment with somebody at work or somebody at home, go into a room on your own, read a page in either book. It will shift your gears. Change direction. If you're upset about something, go put something better in your mind, because that poison is not helping you. So if you do nothing from this call this morning, but go later today to a nearby bookstore, and these books are available all over the world, translated to different languages, get these two books, Read a page a day in each book. Do this for the next couple of years, and I know you'll be writing to Dana or to me and saying, oh, my gosh, that one moment, those two books on December 5th, that changed my life forever. And also, if you're in charge at your company or at your division, find a budget and go get a copy of these two books for everybody in your department or everybody in your company, and don't ask anybody to read them. Just ask them to keep it on their desk. Dana, I went to a seminar. Speaker talked about these two books. I thought they were really good. I'd read them years ago. Had my secretary get copies for everybody in our company, including me. I'm going to keep these on my desk. Would you do me a favor? Just keep these on your desk. There's no need to read them. Just keep them on your desk. What do people do? You tell them not to read them. Suddenly, people are sneaking to look at the book. I don't know what 10% of your people did, Dana. And suddenly, everybody's attitude improves. Holy cow. There you go. And give these two books as gifts to any visitors to your company. There's a way to make your company innovative. And autograph them. Dear Dana, nice to see you here today. Boaz. Well, Boaz, you didn't write the books. No, but I gave them away. And put a silver or gold foil label on the cover, courtesy of Bob Smith XYZ Company, and the phone number. And Dana, let's say you came to visit my company. I gave you those two books. You started reading them. You get an idea that changes your life for the better. Guess who you'll remember forever. Am I right?
That's right. No, absolutely.
You betcha. So let's have another idea for your company's improved attitude, weekly pep rallies. Now, don't get caught or, you know, get carried away with this. A weekly Monday morning 30-minute meeting to keep everybody's attitude going in the right direction. I think you'll all agree with me that one of the worst things that can happen to any one of our companies is a false negative internal rumor. That'll eat your heart out. So Monday morning, 30 minutes, no more. I don't want people to think we're going to go on for an hour or two. Great time to quash any rumors. You know, there was a rumor last week we had a problem with cash flow. I want you to get it straight from me. There is no problem. Let's move on. Recognize the high achievers. Anybody who's done anything above and beyond, recognize them. Make them feel important. Ask people for ideas. I bet you that if you've ever done that, you know people come up with good ideas. So let them come up with ideas in the area of lowering expenses, improving attitudes, getting more business. Ask for ideas. And Monday morning is a great time to go over what didn't work last week and then go over what did work this week. Please write down from the How to Win Friends book, I will look for the good and embellish it. I will look for the good and embellish it, and as much as possible disregard the bad. I will look for the good and embellish it, and as much as possible disregard the bad. But most people focus on the bad and then beat a dead horse. You ever notice that, Dana? We have a meeting the whole hour is about what didn't work last week.
Good point. That's a very good point.
How ridiculous. It already didn't work, but is talking about it going to make it any better? No. So most people just beat a dead horse, and all I know is the only time we get together at our companies, we talk about how bad things are. So look for the good and embellish it, and as much as possible, disregard the bad. Please write down, everybody, whatever I focus on, expand. Whatever I focus on, expand. Now, I've shared with audiences all over North America a series of very powerful marketing techniques, and I'm going to go over them very briefly here, but if you want a detailed list of all 9 marketing ideas that won't cost you much money, it'll get you more business, you can email to me and just put in the subject line, Boaz Marketing Ideas. My email is at the bottom, boaz@boazpower.com. But let's go over these briefly, and each one of these, Dana, has been proven to be very, very productive for somebody in North America, every one of them. Number one, call the local media. Get on the phone, call local TV stations, the radio stations, the newspaper. Tell them I'm sick and tired of hearing all the negative business news. Our company is doing great, and I think you ought to come out and interview me. What if somebody says yes? Had a company in Chicago, 2008. They did remodeling work in big office buildings downtown Chicago. They were about to go broke in the economy downturn in the U.S. I said, call the local media. 3 weeks later, a half-page feature article with pictures about their company, front of the business section of the Chicago Sun, the Chicago Sun-Times. All right, a little musical interlude. Okay, the Chicago Sun-Times feature article, half-page spread. They got lots of calls. Everybody thought they were successful. I even challenged somebody to call CNN. They called Atlanta. They came out, did a feature on their company, and ran it on CNN worldwide. You think that was worthwhile to their company? Absolutely. Call the local media. Number two is the FedEx. Let's say you can make a list of 10 potential new client companies you'd love to have. Ideal. Identify the CEO of each one of them. Write a one-page handwritten letter to each one of those 10 CEOs stating, with our expertise at X, Y, and Z, I think we could be of service to your company. I'd like to set up a meeting for coffee. Wait a minute, boys. Did you say handwritten? What is that? Yeah, it's an old-fashioned thing. Well, you haven't seen my handwriting. Well, I'm asking you to do two things. Slow down. A handwritten letter is very, very special. Then send that handwritten letter to each one of those 10 CEOs once a week, every week. Well, you know, it reminds me of when I used to be a disc jockey. You know, we had music in between things. All right, and so what I'm saying is send that handwritten letter to each one of those 10 CEOs, and once a week, every week, same day, by FedEx until they call. Now, having the folks at FedEx done a great job of selling all of us on the idea, if it comes with a FedEx overnight envelope, it's got to be important. Now, you can send this on a Wednesday for a third-day delivery. They won't look at the upper right-hand corner. They'll think it's overnight. And then the fourth week, if you don't get some responses, start adding some little yellow post-it notes on top of the letter saying, I'm sure glad you finally opened this. If you don't get some responses the seventh week, no problem. Do what we call in baseball a change-up. Instead of the letter, send a brand-new baseball, a little cardboard box by FedEx. The note says, I'm the one sending the Monday morning FedExes, and sooner or later we will play ball, so give me a call. And if you think that is silly, well, you ought to talk to the CEO in Omaha, Nebraska, right after the baseball. Got a call from the CEO of a billion-dollar company. Are you the one sending me those FedExes every Monday morning? Yeah, that's me. Are you the one to send that baseball? Yeah, that's me. You're so silly. Get yourself over here. That silliness turned into a profit of over $500,000 over the next 9 months. I'd say that's a good pitch. 10th week, if you don't get some responses, this week another change-up. Instead of the letter, send a brand new shoe in a box to each one of them. One brand new shoe in a box. You only need 5 pair. The note says, I'm the one sending the Monday morning FedExes, and now that I've got 1 foot in the door, call me. And if you have a better marketing campaign, it'll get you better results. You ought to be doing it. This works. Next is a handwritten note card. Don't use note cards with your company logo on them. Do not use note cards with your name printed on them. Why? Because they might think that you have a bunch of those. You send them to everybody. Get blank note cards at the drugstore that have a design on the front, blank on the inside. Why? Because they just might think that you picked it up for them. No return address on the backside. I want people to open it up immediately. Handwritten always. And if you want to bypass gatekeepers, just put the word personal in the lower left-hand corner. Never metered, always stamps, but not just any stamps. How about commemorative stamps? They are different. Send a handwritten note card to either an employee or a customer or a past customer. Short notes, and include your business card behind the card in the envelope so we make sure nobody questions your handwriting or anything. One line in a handwritten note, much more productive than 2 paragraphs in an email. Oh, the feedback on this one is huge. Videos, I'll go over briefly these ideas. I have the complete list for you if you want to by email. Get your own YouTube channel. It doesn't cost anything. Get a microphone and buy a cube that goes on a microphone. You can get it from a commercial audio place where the TV people buy their stuff. It's called a microphone flag. It's the little cube, scotch tape your logo to it on all 4 sides. Create some short 2-minute videos, not selling anything, just giving information, and everybody will think you've got your own television network on the Internet. Amazing. create a unique selling proposition. So when people ask you, what do you do? I want you to come up with a line that fills in the blank. We do what for you? You want people to say, what are you talking about? Because if you tell them everything you do, why should they have any more interest in you? GE, we bring good things to life. A USP is a unique selling proposition that stops everybody in their tracks and gets them to say, what are you talking about? In my case, my USP is we take your life to the next level. Change your voicemail. Instead of just saying, this is Boaz, sorry I missed your call, how about saying, this is Boaz. I'm speaking for a company and helping their employees go to the next level, and I can do the same thing for you next. Leave a number. State something you are doing for somebody else that's productive and say, and we can do the same thing for you next. Leave a number. This is something you could do today and get results by tomorrow. Simply amazing. So for the full list, then you can write to me. I'll send you the full marketing list idea with all the details, but taking your company's attitude to the next level is a daily choice. It's not the economy, the weather, or the industry. For things to change, we've got to change. Isn't that the bottom line, Dana? It's not everybody else. It's me and you.
That's right. That's all we have to work with.
You bet. And so we appreciate you all attending How to Take Your Company's Attitude to the Next Level. And so, again, realize, if you want the complete marketing list of all the ideas with the details, send me an email. If you want the champion sign, make that notation. I'll send you that, too. And I'd be happy to come and speak for your company and shake everybody's core to the level and get things going in the right direction. And by the way, Dana, if anybody wants to get my newsletter, it's free every Monday morning. Positive ideas. All you have to do is go to my website, boazpower.com, boazpower.com, and just put in your first name and email address.
Now,
so it all begins with attitude.
Everybody should just sign up for Boaz's messages. They come out every week, and most of our clients get them, and then they share them as appropriate with their not only employees or staff members, but also with clients, because it's a great way to keep in touch with others. We're going to open up the line in just a minute. I'm going to turn off the recording feature, then we'll open it up so you guys can ask questions of Boaz directly. But I also want to mention that if you by bringing Boaz in for either an association or CEO group that you're in or for a company event, it really will take your company to a next level. So on the screen, you can see where to sign up for advanced candidate sourcing. We have Barry Deutsch, who's going to be giving the presentation. It's such a hot topic and an important one for hiring that we thought we'd have Barry speak as quickly as possible, kicking off the new year, since recruiting is such a difficult issue for most organizations. Also, in the next few days, you're going to receive a recording and a PowerPoint for today's presentation, so please feel free to share it with others in your organization or within your association. Again, hold the line. I'm going to open up just one second. I just want to close this section down. Boaz and I want to thank you so much for attending today. The ideas you'll want to share with others. If you want to spend some time with Boaz for one-to-one time or talk about specific issues or opportunities or challenges within your organization, just give Boaz a call. You'll see his contact information on the screen. And thank you again for attending today. Let me turn the recording feature up. Unmute everybody, and then you'll get to talk to Boaz directly. So just one second.